This is Monday, March 3rd.
Good evening.
Good evening.
During the month of March, we are going to learn how to create the realities that we want, so that we're not always living in this collective reality that everyone takes for granted. You see, there are many realities out there, and you can decide which reality you want to live in, and you can make your own reality. You do not have to jump on the bandwagon with what the world says, especially with what race mind says. But we have to start to look at things differently in order to be able to do that. And as you realize by now, we're always going to look at ourselves first. Because everything starts inside of you, inside of what you want in, move outward. So, you hear my expression all the time, life is an inside job. It's always going to start on the inside. But we get boggled down with appearances, and we start to think that what we're seeing is reality. What you are seeing is not reality. What you are seeing is an illusion. And as long as you're connected with that illusion will stay with you. So we're going to learn different things. So first, I would like you to turn to this page that says, "Listen, my beloved." Oh, I'm sorry, there. You get them. Take those sheets. We talked about this last week. We often talk about this. You have to get it through your mind that you truly are the beloved. So let's read this. "Listen, my beloved. My love for you knows no limits, no limitation, and you are always tenderly enfolded in my care. Seek my presence as you explore your divine potential. If you feel that you are wandering, know that all paths lead to me. Trust me to guide your steps. You can be sure that I am with you every moment, as wisdom that awakens you to deeper insights into new possibilities, understanding to see the broader picture, strength to rise above all challenge, courage to keep on keeping on, and confidence that all is well, that wonderful blessings are unfolding for you. Know that each desire of your heart is a calling from me to you. Follow the good desires of your heart, beloved." This little thing contains everything that I have talked about over the years. Everything is right here for you. Put this where you can read it constantly so that it sinks in. We have to realize in our minds and in every cell in our body that we are divine. It's going to be very difficult to change your reality if you do not realize that you are the beloved. You have to realize that. The world wants to take that away from you, and your mind wants to take that away from you all the time. But you have to constantly realize you are the beloved, in whom this thing we call God is well pleased. There is nothing wrong with you whatsoever. You were made by a creator that is perfect, and that creator can only create perfection. When you see anything that is not perfection, you are not seeing reality. You are seeing an illusion, and you are buying into that illusion. You must see yourself always as whole and complete and perfect. And you've heard me say that over the years. So everything here, the wisdom that awakens you to a deeper insight into new possibilities. If you want to create a different reality for yourself, you have to realize that there has to be a different possibility. That we live, move, and have our being in a field of nothing but possibilities. And we can pick what possibility we want. The life that you are living now is only the possibilities that you chose. And when you chose those possibilities, you said to yourself, are. This is the way the world is. You see, you limit yourself by the possibilities that you have chosen. You make those possibilities concrete. They are not concrete. You can let them go. Why do so many people in metaphysics not get what they want? Because they're living in a reality of facts. And you have made those facts your reality. You must learn to live in truth and not in facts. Then your reality will change. As long as you believe facts, your reality will stay where it is. As long as you believe that what you see is the only thing that exists, your reality will stay where it is. We put the limitations on ourselves with our thinking, with our minds. How many people here still use the expression, knock on wood? If you use the expression, knock on wood, you are living in a reality where you believe in superstition. If you believe in superstition, you cannot believe in God. Because God is not superstition. We put little taglines onto the end of our sentences. We put taglines onto the end of our thinking. And we revert back to a reality, you see. We never want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. But we have to throw the bathwater out, people. You're still swimming in the same bathwater that somebody gave you. You've never thrown it out. And you're swimming around in that thinking, oh, this is the world. This is the way everything is. It is not that way. And everyone has a different bathwater to throw out. This teaching is a wonderful teaching. But you cannot graft this teaching onto an old teaching. And many of you are still trying to do that. If you believe knock on wood means anything, salt over the shoulder means anything, you are trying to graft this teaching onto an old belief. It will not work. An old belief will always take precedence over a new belief. You must get rid of the old belief systems, or you will not be able to have the reality that you're looking for. If you're here because you want abundance and prosperity and money, you have to give up your beliefs and find new beliefs and better beliefs and bigger beliefs so that that will come in to your reality. So that that will come into your reality, you see. People study this for years. In The Secret, they talk about the law of attraction. But they do not tell you that you cannot attract what you want if an old tape is still running, if an old reality is still there, you see. When it says change your mind, change your life, it means change all your thinking, change the reality that you're living in, you see. Stop, give up those things. How many people here want prosperity, but they talk lack and limitation? They say, I don't have the money. You can never say, I don't have the money. You can say, I choose not to purchase something right now. But you can never say, I do not have the money. You must be specific. You must hear what you are saying to yourself. Earlier when Casey said, could I do a treatment for a cushier seat? Yes, I can do that. You may get a cushier seat on the chair, or you may get a cushier seat on your body because you're not specific. You have to be specific. This thing called God, this thing that we talk about all the time, is more than willing to supply anything to you. But it doesn't know when you say a cushier seat that you want it on the chair or you want it on your body. It only knows cushier seat. And it will give you that. And then you say, well, I didn't get what I want. I will tell you right now, You always get exactly what you want. You always get exactly what you're thinking about. You always get that. And when you're not getting what you want, it is because you have forgotten that you are the beloved in whom this thing is well pleased. What else have you forgotten? That you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. When you know those four things, and they are so embedded in your thinking, and in every cell and fiber of your body, there is no way that you cannot make a demonstration. There's no way you cannot make a demonstration. So any time that you're in difficulty and you think something is not working, you can sit down right away and know that it's going to be one of those four items that is missing in your life. There is only that. There is nothing else. You see, our little clever minds want to say, oh no, there's 10,000 things. There are not 10,000 things, people. Remember, there's only ever one problem. There's only ever one problem, and that's a God problem. It's a God problem. Any problem that you're having is a God problem. You forgot who you were. You forgot that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and you matter. But your mind wants to say, oh no, it's something else. Oh, it's got to be something. Oh no, it's got, I'm telling you, it's not. Give up that idea. Tell your mind not to do that to you. Not to do that to you. We allow our minds to tell us things all day long because we are so convinced that our mind knows what it's doing. Our mind does not know what it's doing. Your mind is not you. You have to learn to control your mind, to control your thinking. It's very convincing, the mind, and it will convince you constantly. You may not allow it to do that. You may not allow it to do that. So during this month, make it a point to hear what you're thinking. To hear what you're thinking. See, we become very automatic. And we become very convinced that this reality that we're living in is real. And it's not real. It's made up. The reality that you're living in now is made up by race mind, by collective consciousness. You do not have to live in that race mind or that collective consciousness. You can live in the consciousness that you wish to live in. You can live in that consciousness. You're always going to have to go back and look inside of yourself and say, am I really worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and do I matter? With that, let's do the matter dance.
I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter.
Know that you matter. Know that you are the beloved. All the problems in this world would be solved, and all your problems would be solved if you realized how much you were loved. Because what people are doing all the time, and the world is doing all the time, and every nation is doing all the time, is trying to find love. People do not feel that they are loved. They do not feel that they're worthy of love. You have to know that that's an absolute given in your life, that you came here completely loved. You see, that's why it says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That does not mean this man called Jesus. That means you and you and you and you. God has begotten all people. Everyone is a son or daughter of God. And that's how much God loved you. To be able to let you come here and have this wonderful experience. You see? This wonderful experience. You have to realize that this is a wonderful experience. Oh, yes, there are challenges, there's difficulties, there's all that. But you have to realize that it's a wonderful experience. You see, if you're letting your mind tell you that it's not a wonderful experience that you're living, you are creating a reality. And that's the reality that you're going to live in. If you let your mind tell you that this is a wonderful experience, it's going to become a wonderful experience for you, and it's going to be what's within that song, the law of attraction. You are going to attract more of that. But if you don't know that this is a wonderful experience, then you're going to attract everything to prove that. Everything to prove that. That is what the law of attraction does, people. You see, when you make up your mind what something is, your mind goes out and fulfills that for you and brings you every piece of evidence to back up your reality. That's all the mind does. It backs up your reality. But you forget that. You forget that. Your mind is making it up. Anything you can make up. The mind doesn't care. God doesn't care what you make up. You can decide to make anything up. And then the mind goes and collects everything that it can to make that reality real for you. Why is that so? Because if it didn't do that, you would go crazy. Because you would think one thing and something else would happen. That would drive you crazy. You have to know that these thoughts that you're thinking are going someplace and doing something. That this mind of yours is the most powerful thing that you have. And by the use of your imagination, you can put it into force and you can create the reality that you want. But you can, I better take a coffee. Starting to come away. You have to know that the reality that you're living in cannot change unless you start thinking from a different reality. From a different reality. The reality that you're in will maintain itself as long as you think in that reality. So you have to move yourself and your thinking to a different reality. Then that reality will take place for you. How do we do that? Let's go to the second page here. Let's look at this one. I expect and accept that all good is possible. You have to start every day with that idea that you expect it and you accept it, that all good is possible. I am one with God, and in that awareness, I co-create the life I desire. Choosing to think happy, positive thoughts, I experience greater peace and joy. I set goals and trust that through the power of God within me, I will achieve all that I desire. Whether I desire a healthier body, a more fulfilling job, more meaningful companionships, I picture myself living the life of my desires. You have to live in those desires. I see myself choosing appropriate food and exercise. I act in kind and loving ways that attract kindness and love into my life. I take time each day and listen for God's guidance in the quietness of prayer. I keep my mind filled with happy, positive thoughts, picturing myself light-filled and God-centered. For in the light of God's unconditional love, all good is possible. Other class, the other week, I told you to think of yourselves as points of light and information. You have to, if you want to create a new reality, you have to realize that you are light and that you are information. And that those, that light that we're talking about are photons, are tiny, tiny little photons. Now, you look at a reality and you say, big, big can't do it. You bring yourself to the idea that it's the point of light, that it's a photon. You can change a photon. How does one change a photon? You change a photon with your thinking. Where thought goes, energy flows. You cannot look at a photon and not have it change the way you want it to change. That's basic physics, people. What's not basic physics? It's quantum physics. You see. And why don't we do that? Because most of us, you people, are living in a Newtonian world. You're still using Newton's laws. If you're going to use Newton's laws, your reality is not going to change. It's going to stay in a Newton physics. But if you go to quantum physics or string, you can start to change things. So see the little points of light that make up your body. These bodies are not solid. These bodies are completely porous. You can learn to put your hand through a chair. Quite possible, you know. Why don't we do that? Because no one has done it, so we think it can't be done. All you have to do is separate the different particles to be able to do that. So when you're going to change your reality, start there. Here's how I would change your reality in my life. So that all the problems that you have now, which have been handed down to you, which you think are right, which your mind is telling you, which you have bought into as you grew up, and you say, oh, these are issues, this is genetics, this is the way my parents were, this is the way I was educated, this is... Forget all that. That is a reality, and you're making that up. Go back. In your consciousness, close your eyes, everybody. Go back in your consciousness now and see one point of light. Just one point of light in your mind. For those who can't do that, all you have to do to see that point of light is to raise your eyes inside up to your forehead and center it about at the middle of your nose, and you will see light with your eyes closed. Now, that one point of light, we're going to say, contains all the information to make a new reality. Now you're going to see another point of light joining that point of light. That point of light also has information. Now you have two points of information going on. Now those points of light are going to turn in to two cells. And in that point of light in those two cells now is information. Now in your imagination you put in the information that you want. I am happy. I am successful. I am healthy. I am rich. I see abundance. I know that I am the beloved. You put any information into there that you wish. Do that now. Now now is you have all that information in there, and you have two points of light now or two cells. Now, the most miraculous thing is going to happen. Those two cells are going to start to divide and multiply, carrying that information. Just let them keep dividing and multiplying, dividing and multiplying, dividing and multiplying, dividing and multiplying, until you have between 6 and 70 trillion of them. Now, in your imagination, there you have all those points of light, 60 or 70 trillion. Now, with your imagination, you're going to create yourself. Take all those points of light and make it into your body. Now see yourself. Now there you are. You've just recreated yourself with the information that you want. And all 60 to 70,000 trillion cells have that information. When you've done that, you can open your eyes. That's how you create a new reality. That's how you create a new you. That's how you have resurrection going on. But you have bought in to a different reality. You have bought into a different reality. You can do this with everything that you want in life. But you bring it down to one point. And you put that information that you want in that one point of light. And by observing that, that light takes that on. And by using your imagination, which is the most powerful tool that you have. You see, it's imagination that gives force and energy to your desires, to your reality. It's the thing that runs it all. It's your imagination. There's no other power going on. Does that make sense to you? Can you see how you can change? So some of the things that you have to give up are these in order to obtain a new reality. This whole idea that God should be feared or God should be revered. Give this up. God is not fearful. You cannot believe in a God and have fear going on at the same time. So your God has to be loving. Now, why do I say we give up also revering God? Because all people say you spend too much time worshiping God and not yourself. You spend too much time doing that. God is above worship. God doesn't need revered. Why doesn't God need revered? Because God knows exactly what it is. God knows exactly what it is. But we think, if I worship God, it may change God's mind, or God may get bigger or better. God may do this, that, and the other thing. Listen, we're not natives chopping up people and throwing them in the fire for a sacrifice anymore. Give that idea up. Oh, God won't come down and hit you with a lightning bolt. God will probably say, thank God they finally got it. No, you have to. You spend too much time doing that and thinking it's getting you somewhere, buying your ticket into heaven. Give that idea up. You're going to go to heaven anyway. There's no place else to go. There's no place else to go. Give those things up. You see, if you live in that reality where you think you have to be good on this plane, because if you're not, you're going to go to hell. How can you create a reality that you want? You see? You cannot say, I am the beloved in whom it is well pleased, and think you're going to hell. You can't do it. it's an impossibility. So the reason why we don't get what we want is not because God doesn't want to give it to us. It's because we have built up some story in our life that this is the way reality is. What is the biggest thing that most people have going, and they'll say it, and I know people that have been in this teaching for 40 years and still use it. Oh, that's too good to be true. You hear that slip out of everybody. Oh, too good to be true. You cannot believe that something is too good to be true. You live in a field of total possibilities. Most men take the limits of their own mind for the limits of the world or the limits of the universe. You cannot do that. You must know that there are no limits, that everything is possible. I asked the question the other day, the other class, how many people believe in miracles? People raised their hand. Well, if you believe in miracles, why aren't you having them? Why aren't you having them? You don't believe in miracles. If you believe in miracles, you would have them. Now, how are you going to start to believe in miracles? You have to move out of that reality that you're in and start to come over here to the reality where miracles take place. You have to know that this thing that we call God is working in, as, and through you every moment of every day. God is listening. God is participating, and you must learn to listen, and you must learn to participate. Now, I started to think about this topic for March, how we can change a reality. I had no idea that these two things would fall on my lap. But there they were. Because I cannot come up with a title without information coming to me. Why? Because that's a reality I'm starting. And when I start that reality, my mind has to go out and find those things and deliver them to me. You've got to learn to work with this thing called God. You've got to give up what the world is telling you. When you were a child, you believed. That's why the master teacher, one of the master teachers, Jesus said, "Let the little children come unto me. Come to me as a child." That doesn't mean to be childish. It means to be childlike and have a belief because you have an imagination that can believe something. That's what that means. We've got to use our imagination. Now we get stuck in things. Why do we get stuck in things? Because we start to live in the facts and not in the truth of something. You have to live in the truth. Einstein said this: you cannot solve a problem with the same mind that started the problem. And that's what we do. We stay in this reality. The world has a problem-set reality, and they live in the problem. And we live in the problem. We say to ourselves, "Oh, this is a problem. I don't have a relationship. That's a problem. I don't have money. That's a problem. I don't have health. That's a problem. I don't have the right employment. That's a problem." Now you're living in the problem. You have to create a new reality and live in the solution. What is the solution? I don't have health. I'll get healthier. I'll live in a health consciousness. I'll take better care of myself. I don't have any money. What am I going to do? I'm going to live in a prosperity consciousness. I'm going to live in a prosperity consciousness. And then start living in that prosperity consciousness. I'm going to say this. I say this a lot. This teaching, this class, is called Prosperity and Abundance Including Money. But money is a side effect. Money is always going to be the side effect. But once you live in a prosperity consciousness and an abundant consciousness, money will come to you. But you can live in a prosperity and an abundance consciousness with no money whatsoever. You can live in that. I live in it all the time. I was at the Peninsula Hotel this weekend. Like you. See? We like nice hotels. So people invite me to hotels. I eat the food and say thank you. That's prosperity and abundance. But we want money also. But money is a side effect. And you try to make it the main thing. It's never going to be the main thing. Get a prosperity consciousness, get an abundance consciousness, and money will follow. There was a book out years ago called Do What You Love and the Money Will Follow. I'm going to say, learn to love yourself and the money will follow. Learn to see how valuable you are. Learn to know that you are the beloved. Can you see how your life would change if you woke up every morning and knew how much you were loved? You see, we're waiting for God to prove that to us. God proves it to us all day long. Don't we have air to breathe? Don't we have water to drink? Don't we look out and see beautiful flowers and trees and so forth? Now, if this thing called God didn't love us, it'd be barren out there, people. There'd be nothing out there to look at. It'd be dreadful. You've got to convince your mind that this is so. Your mind is not going to convince it for you. If your mind is anything, it's going to convince you that you are separated from this power called God. Because the mind never wants you to gain the freedom of knowing who you are. Because the mind contains the ego. And the ego wants to tell you this is who you are. And I'm here to tell you that you're much more than your ego, that you can control your ego. I also want everyone here, especially you, to remember that you are not your thoughts. You are not your mind. When your bad thought comes in, an ugly thought, a mean, hateful thought comes in, you are not that thought. It's a mean, hateful thought. That's what it is. But it is not you. If you allow your mind to tell you that is you, you're going to go down the tubes. You're going to go down the tubes. So you have to look at that thought. And you have to be able to say to that thought, get behind me. Get behind me. Remember that from the Bible, get behind me, Satan? Get behind me. What does that mean? Get behind me. I'm going forward. And I'm not bringing you with me. Here is the thought I'm bringing with me. I am a loving individual. I am a caring individual. I am an emissary of light and love. I come from the only power there is, and I am one with that power. Get behind me anything that does not match that. Now you're creating a new reality for yourself, and you're seeing yourself for who you are. You have convinced yourself that you're no good, that you're less than. Do not do that to yourself. And we all do that. You think, I don't have those thoughts? Oh my goodness. But I get them behind me. I do not dwell on them. I do not dwell on them. Then I can change that reality. But if you're going to live in that thought, you're going to create that reality. You see? Be clear. Be specific in your thinking. Clear and specific in what you want. Exactly what do I want? Exactly who do I want to be? What do I want to portray to the world? What do I want to portray to the world? You know, when I was a child, I went to Sunday school, summer, Bible school, it's called Bible school. In the summers, they always had Bible schools. I don't know if they have that now. And what I learned in Bible school was a little song. And it was, "It will be my fame and glory to tell the old, old story of God and His love." That's all I do here, is tell that old story of how much God loves you. You have to get that through your head. This thing called God loves you and wants you to be happy. Last week we had Aristotle. Remember, what did Aristotle say? The purpose of man here on this plane of action is happiness. You're here to be happy. You're here to be fulfilled. You're not here to be gloomy and doomy and all this other stuff that goes on out there. You see, you're not here to do that. We have people that believe in sickness. Stop believing in sickness. That is a reality that you are creating. It has nothing to do with God whatsoever. Step out of that reality. Give that reality up. There are people here that think they will always be poor, that they won't make money. Step out of that reality. Those are illusions. And they're realities that you are creating. And you're creating them with your mind. You are creating them with your mind. The mind is very powerful. Do not let it convince you that you are something that you are not. Or that you must live in a reality that you do not wish to live in. It's done with the mind. Reality. The only reality there is the love of God. When you see anything other than that, you are looking at an illusion that you created, that you created. Now, this is a little heavy for you tonight. We're going to keep doing this all month long. And I'm going to attack it from every angle till you realize what you can do so that you can change the reality that you're living in at the present moment. You don't come to these classes if you're happy with the reality that you're living in. You are drawn to this class because something inside of you, which happens not to be your mind, by the way, is telling you, is prompting you, is nudging you, is urging you to find a different way to go through life. to find a different reality. You know that it has to exist, that there has to be a possibility for it, or you wouldn't be here. You'd be out on the streets with everybody else, thinking this is all there is. Never allow your mind to tell you this is all there is. There is much more, and that you can have that much more. And you can have that much more. But it's done with your mind. All right, I have some cards. Superstition and spells compete with divine guidance. Superstition and spells compete with divine guidance. Can you see how that's possible and how why that would be true? You cannot put up a competition. You can't do that. In your mind, you have an entire worldview about reality. In your mind, you have a worldview going on. You can change that anytime you wish. How many people here have the idea that the world is going to hell in a handbasket? That's a worldview. You can change that, you know. This one I love. You have to relive memories and traumas in order to keep the fires of rage burning. You have to relive memories and traumas in order to keep the fires of rage burning. Don't visit them, people. You're doing it to yourself. Remember, if somebody hurts you, they can only ever hurt you once. Every time you think about it, now you're hurting yourself. Now you're hurting yourself. Mustn't do that. You must continually give yourself reasons to remain angry. You must continually give yourself reasons to remain angry. How many angry people do you know? And when you get angry, don't you keep reminding yourself of that? Don't you keep giving yourself reasons to be? Well, it was the traffic, it was the teller, it was the clerk, it was the this, it was the that, it was the jam, the that, it was the do, the that. You're doing it? Yes, they pissed you off. Yes, you did it. You did it to yourself. Negativity does not come naturally. It has to be fueled. And the source of that fuel is your mind. Isn't that a great one? Shall I read that over? Negativity does not come naturally. It has to be fueled. And the source of that fuel is your mind. We were not born, remember, to think negative thoughts. You know perfectly well when you think a negative thought, your whole body reacts to that. Every cell in your body reacts to a negative thought because it's damaging to the cell structures. Your whole DNA starts to shrink. It starts to coil down with negativity. When you think positive thoughts, it unwinds and stretches. Proven. We were born to think positive thoughts. We live on positive thoughts. Our cells love positive thoughts. Remember, you can drive a car on kerosene, but not very good and not very far. And it coughs and sputters and does a lot of damage to the engine. Negativity does the same thing. Learn to think positive thoughts constantly, continually. Think positive thoughts. The whole idea of life is not to be able to think the thoughts that you want to think and to be able to feel the feelings that you want to feel. Ernest Holmes, page 181. I'm going to read this. I'll read this one. We'll get into this. Forgiveness is, in fact, the most irrational spiritual task you could be given, because it stands in direct opposition to all that you have been taught about fairness and justice. The world teaches fairness and justice. Remember, long before you knew anything, long before you set foot in a church and started to go to church service, you learned at the cradle and in your home the Hammurabi law. And the Hammurabi law is an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You learned that before you learned anything about God. Because it's out there. We're born into thought atmospheres. That's the thought atmosphere we're born into. That is why we constantly have wars, because we say we believe in God. We do not believe in God. We have that on our money. We think this country believes in God. This country does not believe in God. If this country believed in God, we would not be at war. We were at war because of the Hammurabi law. Somebody did something to us, and God damn it, we're going to do something back to them. And that is not the way this thing that we call God operates. So don't for one moment think that this country believes in God. You could have churches every other block, and you do not believe in God. Churches do not do it. You must change that reality. Now, can you see that it's very difficult for you to demonstrate what you want when you are living in that reality? You must change your reality. When you change your reality, you will manifest what you want. But you're trying to manifest something from a different reality into a reality that you live in, and the two of them will not mix. It's like oil and water, they will not mix together. Okay? You obtain enlightenment by detaching from the burden of illusion. You must detach from that burden. So during the week, remember that you are beloved. That this thing called God loves you so much. Use that to heal everything in your life. And sit down and say, I am this. And I have a responsibility to myself to know that I am worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that I matter. Your life will change. And it's wonderful. And so are you. And so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.